I feel part of what's occurring is a staged financial collapse. I think that that's becoming more obvious with each day. But I think that, I think like a controlled implosion of a building, you can collapse an economy and have a plan for salvaging those pieces that you desire and letting go the things that you don't want to desire. So it's sort of the odds can be stacked towards the person controlling the implosion. And I think in this case, it's going to be very interesting to see that a period of darkness will make people desperate enough to have sort of a relief when the financial houses switch them back on, but say, okay, well, we need to do it this way because of the financial collapse, but don't worry, your assets are safe, but they've now all just been, changed over. And, it's just sort of like a rebranding of a bank.
History shows us that nations go to war to establish monetary dominance. Once achieved, that dominance is abused through money printing and devaluation. At some point, the debt becomes unmanageable, and the system has to be reset with a currency collapse. This has happened hundreds of times throughout known human history. And each time it happens, gold and silver outlast the chaos and emerge as true intrinsic assets that hold value.